I need you to hear this. You're not just a coach, a freelancer, or a service provider. You are a CEO. I don't care if you're a one-woman show juggling everything yourself, or you're leading a team of 5, 10, or 20, it's your mindset that makes all the difference. The reason you're stuck in hustle mode isn't because you're not working hard enough. Hear me on this. It's because you're not thinking and acting like a boss. And if you've been stuck seeing yourself as a doer instead of a leader, it's time to make the shift. Because here's the truth. Your clients, your business, your bank account will take you as seriously as you take yourself. So today, we're diving into the leadership shift that will elevate your business from side hustle to empire and graduate you from acting as a solopreneur, whether you have a team or not, to leading like the CEO that you are. Welcome to Becoming the Authority, the secret podcast where we leave the rules behind, break ceilings, and build the dreams they said we couldn't. I'm Nicole Nieves, a former corporate exec turned unapologetic entrepreneur, creating a space for the doers, the dreamers, and the rebels to go all in and bet on themselves. Here, we're talking real stories, bold strategies, and all the mindset shifts you need to turn your what-ifs into watch this. This isn't just about business. This is about building a brand and a life that is unapologetically you. So if you're ready to ditch the doubt, play big, and become the authority in your space, you're in the right place. Let's break ceilings, build the dreams, and make waves together. You in? When I started my business, I didn't just bring a laptop and coffee obsession with me. I brought 15 years of corporate experience working 7- and 8-figure brands, leading teams, and driving multi-million dollar growth through sales, product launches, and marketing campaigns. But here's the ironic twist. Even with all of that experience, I still caught myself slipping into this chief everything officer role. I was taking on tasks I easily should have outsourced. I was overpromising and over-delivering to my clients and literally wearing busyness like it was a badge of honor. Then one day, at the height of my burnout, it hit me. I didn't climb the corporate ladder for almost 2 decades, proudly sporting titles like VP of Sales, Creative Director, and CMO, all to demote myself playing small in my own business. I knew I had to stop acting like just a coach or just a marketer, and I needed to start running my business like the CEO I knew I was. I worked way too hard in my career to not bring that boss energy into my own business. I needed a major mindset shift. It was time for me to stop acting like my business was just this little thing I was doing on the side because I traded my corner office for a kitchen table. No way. My little business has been bringing in more money in my first year than I ever got in an executive corporate role. Let that sink in. And I realized if I didn't treat my business like a real business, no one else would either. So I did. And everything changed. I raised my rates, streamlined my offers, stopped hustling for scraps. I got stronger saying no to the wrong clients because more and more of the right clients were flooding in, and my business became a real business, not just a series of transactions or projects I'd spend my time on. Listen, this is the number one thing most entrepreneurs miss. You focus so much on your craft. I'm a coach. I'm a service provider. I'm an expert in XYZ. I send invoices to clients in exchange for my services. But you never step into the leadership role that's required of you to really scale your business well, the CEO role. So if you hear nothing else on this podcast, hear this. The minute you start acting like a CEO is the minute your business stops feeling like a side hustle and starts feeling like the empire it is meant to be. I don't mean to call you out, but let's talk about it. If you're feeling stuck, it might be because, number one, you are stuck. You are so deep in the weeds because you're wearing all of the hats. You're doing all the work yourself and feeling like there is never enough time. You are drowning in the day-to-day busy work. You're answering emails, designing graphics, managing social media, and scaling feels quite literally impossible right now. Or number two, you're struggling to charge what you should because imposter syndrome keeps whispering, who do you think you are? No one will pay you that much. You don't deserve this. And so you listen to that little mean girl voice inside, undervalue your services, overpromise your deliverables, knowing that it is the recipe for burnout. Or number three, you're focusing too much on short-term wins. You're so busy hustling for the next client that you're not building a foundation for long-term growth. Every month feels like a hamster wheel and you're like, when do I get off of this ride? Or maybe you have the clients coming in, but you're so afraid that that's not going to last that you continue to drive at full speed, even though you know now is the time to slow down to speed up and get things in order for your own sanity. Regardless of why you're stuck, I need you to know it's not because you're not talented. It's because you're still thinking too small. You're calling yourself a freelancer, a service pro, a coach, a creator. And listen, there's nothing wrong with those titles, but those titles are what you do. They are not who you are. So when you don't see yourself as a leader, as a visionary, as a CEO, you're going to keep playing small even when you don't realize it. Because yes, you can be playing small and still make $100,000 or $200,000 a year. You can be playing small and still have 100,000 followers because playing small is a mindset. It's staying in your comfort zone, avoiding risk, undervaluing your expertise. It's hiding behind perfectionism, delaying your launches, telling yourself that it's just not ready yet when it's mostly about your fear of failure or judgment that keeps holding you back. Playing small is avoiding investments in your own growth. It's saying no to tools, courses, and coaching that you know can help you scale because you're worried about the upfront costs instead of the long-term gain. You're constantly chasing trends. You're reacting to what everyone else is doing instead of being a leader with a clear and intentional plan. And you're doing all of this knowing that it's keeping you in a perpetual state of burnout, hoping for better results because you're not ready to embrace the fact that those results you're seeking, they require bold decisions, clear strategy, and full ownership of your vision. They require that CEO energy. But stick with me because I want to dream for a sec. Imagine that you wake up to notifications for payments from your clients that you love working with. You have systems running in the background so your business continues to grow even when you're not glued to your laptop. You are no longer chasing clients or hustling for every sale. You're attracting the right people who see your value and cannot wait to work with you. Every morning, instead of waking up in a panic on the things you haven't checked off your to-do list, you wake up and focus on the big picture. You set goals, create strategies, and empower your team to handle the rest. You're not afraid to make big, bold, scary decisions, whether it's leveling up by investing in resources, raising your prices, launching that $1 million offer you've been sitting on, or going all in on your business. You trust yourself to take risks that align with your CEO vision. And your people, they adore you. You are bold in what you share online because you're not afraid to stand in your values. You stop doubting your ability to deliver results and start confidently positioning yourself as the authority in your space. That's that CEO energy, babe. It's not about being fancy or having a team of 10. It's about stepping into the role of a leader. It's owning your vision and building something real, something scalable, something legacy worthy. So pull out that notebook, lean in, turn up the volume. Here's the shift you need to make in order to go from doer to leader. I need you to stop thinking of yourself as someone who just does work in exchange for dollars. You aren't just someone that trades time for money. And you don't have to wait until you hit six figures, have a fancy website, or hire a team to start thinking like a CEO right now. I want you to lean into the visionary that you are, the strategist, the leader of your business, right now, today. Your business does not need another part-time player. It needs you. It needs you as a CEO. So if you're down and you're thinking, Nicole, I hear you. I want to lean into this. I'm so ready. What do I do next? I want to talk about the three core areas of your business that you as a CEO have to have a vision, a strategy, and a plan in. Let's talk about it. To play bigger as a CEO, you need to be laser focused on your offers, your audience, and your sales. Your offers are all around owning your value and showing up like the boss that you are. You are the heartbeat of your business. So you need to recognize the value that you bring to the table and design offers that reflect that value. So let's break down three signs of a $1 million offer created by a visionary CEO, aka you. Number one, think about your pricing. I need you to stop undervaluing yourself. You need to start pricing your offers based on the transformation you provide, not your own fear of rejection. I was just talking to a client today about her retainer packages, and she was hesitant to offer longer term packages, 6 months or 12 months, because she didn't feel like people would be willing to commit to a $5,000 monthly retainer for that period of time. She kept saying, I just think people want month to month. I think they want the ability to have a little more flexibility, and they're hesitant for such a long commitment. And I said, do you think that? Or have they told you that? Because the truth is, we get in our head thinking no one's ever going to commit to a $30,000 contract with me. Why would they? Instead of, are your services worth $30,000? Is the transformation you're bringing to the table going to help them beyond this $30,000? Is it going to help them so much that it's chump change to them? If the answer is yes, you price yourself accordingly and don't back out based off of your own fears. You need to really think about the years and years of experience you have had of perfecting your expertise. You know you can deliver results, so own that and stop undervaluing yourself. The second thing to think about with your $1 million offer is packaging, and a lot of people overthink this. I need you to let go of promising the moon and getting stuck in perfectionism. Most of my clients come to me with questions around how to package their offer. Should I do a course or a mastermind? If I have a VIP day, what do I include? How do I package my done-for-you services? Do I do 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? Do I need a signature group program? Because that's all the rage these days. Listen, I'm a firm believer that you are here to build your business your way. It's not about which package is perfect. Your offer does not have to be perfect. It has to be purposeful. The value isn't in how much or how little you include in your offer. It's not about the format or the resources. It's not about overstuffing it. It's all about the transformation. It's about creating something that, one, solves a need, and two, allows you to stay in your CEO seat. So think, what is the end result I want my client to get to? And what exactly do they need to make that happen? Bells and whistles aside, it's that clear cut. The third part of a $1 million offer is that end result. It's the promise. Your offer promise is the heart of everything. It needs to be clear, compelling, tell your audience exactly what they can expect to achieve by working with you or by buying your product. And it needs to prime your service, your offer, your solution in the market as the go-to solution in your industry. You do this in a couple ways. You do this by having a framework and a methodology that no one else is teaching, and by being incredibly clear on your offer promise. When you have all of this, selling with confidence becomes second nature. It's not sleazy, it's serving. You've poured so much into creating this irresistible offer. You are owning that role as the only person in your industry who can guide your audience to this solution that they don't just want, but they need the most. Inside the Irresistible Offer Lab, we teach you these three things and then some: how to price your offer, how to package your offer, how to create an offer promise that your audience cannot resist. And whether you're building a digital product, a service, or a course, this is all about curating and crafting that $1 million offer, whatever the case is. There are six different solutions for six different business models, six different ways to package your offer, because I want you to choose the one that resonates with you most. And I want you to focus on the things that matter most, on creating an offer that you love and your audience is obsessed with. But be warned, an irresistible offer is just one part of scaling your business. We still have audience and sales, because you need an audience to be able to sell your offer too. So let's keep moving. Having an audience isn't just about the numbers. It's about building a community of the right people who connect with your message, trust your expertise, and are ready to take action. Most people overthink what it takes to build a loyal audience and even how big of an audience you think you really need to scale your business. Spoiler alert, it's not much. Just this past month, I had a client make over $300,000 in that 1 month with less than 10,000 people on social media and just about 3,000 on her email list. It is not about the quantity of your audience. It is about the quality of your audience. So here's what it looks like to play bigger to grow your audience. Number one, I want you to show up for them. You are not here to become the authority to brag on yourself. You are here to become the authority so that you can serve your audience best. Creating content is not about you, it's about them. So I need you to speak directly to their struggles, their desires, their dreams, so that they feel seen and understood through the content you're putting out there. They want to follow you. They want to join your email list. They want to work with you because you are showing up for them. And listen, it's not about building a following. It's about creating creating a community. I want you to stop relying on social media platforms to reach your audience and sell your services. If there's anything that we've learned over the past few months, it's that you cannot put all of your eggs into social media platforms. You do not own them. TikTok can get banned at any moment. Your Instagram profile can get deleted. Things can change in the algorithm. And all of a sudden, you're at a massive disadvantage despite spending years and years pouring into these particular platforms. You want to create your business in a way that leverages these platforms for free advertising, but then gets them on an email list, because that is a space that you own. And that is where you can build a community that you can constantly connect with and talk to directly without the algorithm getting in the way. When you build a community the right way, they're all about you. They're not all about the platform. If you leave TikTok, they're still going to stick around because they love you. And they love you because you love them. You've showed up for them. You've served them. You focus your content on how to help them, and they value that. Nurturing your audience through an email list is non-negotiable as a CEO. You have to think bigger. My 15 plus years in marketing have taught me to build an omni-channel marketing strategy. Fancy way of saying you're creating a marketing ecosystem. Yes, you're leveraging social media, but you're doing that to build your email list. Then you're nurturing and priming that email list through a service-first approach so that when you're ready to sell, they are ready to buy. And that is the third part of growing a solid audience. You want to give so much value that people cannot wait to work with you. Think impact over income, people over profits, service over sales. If you've had that focus with your audience, then when it's time to sell, it is a no-brainer for them to say yes because they are already bought into you. If you want to learn how to master your marketing, from social media strategies to crafting magnetic content to creating a lead generation system that's going to turn your strangers into super fans, that is what we dive into in our signature program, the Entrepreneur Academy, which, for the record, also features the Irresistible Offer Lab. You're welcome. We focus on three core phases to help you scale your business. Phase one is all around laying the foundation and creating an irresistible offer. Phase two is all around mastering your marketing so you can grow your audience. And phase three is all around elevating your sales so you could serve your dream clients. Each of these phases work hand in hand to help you craft a digital presence that is calling in those dream clients, help you create content that is connecting you to an audience that's ready to buy from you, and help you sell and serve to this audience with ease. Which brings me to part three of playing bigger as a CEO, sales. Sales is where everything comes together. And honestly, it's gotten a really bad rap lately, this whole bro marketing trend and people forcing urgency and scarcity and using false tactics in order to sell has made a lot of women especially feel really sleazy with selling her services online. And so I have seen so many women who have chosen to play small because they don't want to come across in that way. They don't want people to feel like they're using them. They don't want people to think that that's all that they're here for. They genuinely want to build a community. They genuinely want to help people, but somehow we haven't given permission to ourselves as women, as female founders, as leaders to think bigger, to play bigger. And we have to start, because the truth is the way that you're choosing to sell, the way that I teach my clients to sell, is through the lens of serving your audience. And the truth is, if you're not selling, you're not going to be able to scale your business to its fullest effect. I shared earlier that I was vice president of sales. I literally was responsible for training 500 plus leaders in a male-dominated market on exactly how to sell more services for this Fortune 500 company. I had this really cool dual road where I had one foot in with our product line and the other foot in with our salespeople, which had direct ear to our clients. So I got to be able to make that connection to our product development team on the exact offers that were going to best serve our clients. And on the flip side, I was able to teach our service team the details of why what we're offering is going to so intentionally help our clients, because I was a part of pulling these two worlds together. And that is why I love this aspect of building our business as entrepreneurs, because offers and sales become so complementary and easy to connect if you're making sure that you're looking at it from a dual perspective. I had to help these individuals unlearn sleazy sales tactics and reteach them how to sell through service first, how to buy into the products that they were serving in a way that was intentionally connecting how it would help their clients. And the clients they were working with were small business owners, anywhere from 0 to 30 million in sales. Once they were able to connect that the offer was made to transform their business and they came at it from a service approach and how they were selling, their sales were skyrocketing. I'd go into some calls with them and they would completely slay the competition because they were focused on the client. They weren't trying to push something that wasn't helpful to them for a bigger commission check. Because once they realized that they could go about selling through a state of serving, they realized how much they were actually helping their client. It's that core mindset shift that you need to lean into. I need you to think about sales as solving, not pushing. Because when you focus on serving your audience in that way, selling becomes natural. The second part of selling like a CEO is building a sales system based off of your needs. The words sales and system individually, let alone together, is something that has definitely gotten a bad rap in our market. Again, think bro marketers who have completely ruined things for us. But we need more women in this space. We need more women to step up as leaders, as entrepreneurs, as female founders, to have a greater impact in this world, to lean into your values, and to be that fresh air and fresh energy in a market that is primarily male-dominated. Building a sales system is non-negotiable for you if you are trying to scale your business without burnout. But here's the good news. We are not about cookie-cutter solutions here at the Brand Vibe University. So I need you to pick a sales system in place of your choosing. Do you want one-on-one calls or not? Are you into launching or not? Do you like to build evergreen funnels or not? Do you want to leverage automation through ManyChat DMs or not? All the power is up to you, but I need you to stop winging it and start using a proven process to take your leads from curious to committed, whether it's through email sequences, DMs, webinars. Choose something that serves you best as CEO and watch your sales system do the rest. When you have all of that in place, you're able to close with confidence. You're not shying away from follow-ups or objections. CEOs see every interaction as a chance to build trust and create wins for their clients. Every quote-unquote failed launch gives you a clear direction on what you should shift or improve on. Every funnel that isn't converting is insight into what resonates most or least with your audience. You see, when you have an offer that you've nailed and your marketing is building the right audience, then sales becomes easy. It's a system. It's insight. It's a strategy you can shift without shying away from bold moves or questioning if you're even made for this life, because spoiler alert, you absolutely are. And when you step into your role as CEO, you will stop scrambling to keep up and you'll start building a business that aligns with your goals, your value, and your vision for the future. So here's a little reminder. It's not about the title. It's about the confidence you carry, the way you talk about your business, the way you show up online. People will take you seriously when you take yourself seriously. And trust me, that energy is contagious. Now, after all of this, if you're still thinking, Nicole, I don't have the time to do it all. I can't slow down to speed up. I don't feel ready. I'm just trying to get through this month without falling apart. I hear you. I feel for you. My heart goes out to you. I get you because I've been you. But here's the thing. CEOs aren't born. They're built. You already have everything you need, but you have to shift your focus on 1, creating an irresistible offer that will convert. You have to stop trying to be everything to everyone, find your lane and own it. Create something so good that people are asking, where do I sign up, before you even launch. 2, find your people, connect with your people, create a marketing ecosystem that works for you to build your audience so you're not wasting your time chasing trends. Use social media strategically, leverage an email list to build that relationship and create content that matters to your people and magnetically attracts your dreamiest clients. And 3, build yourself a sales system that does the work for you so you can focus on what really matters. Systems, funnels, even automations. They're not just for bro marketers or passive income. They are here to enhance the client experience. They're here to release all of those hats that you're wearing, all those plates that you're juggling, and they're here to free you up so you can focus on what you love most, which is serving your clients. Being a CEO is not about doing more. Being a CEO is about doing what matters most. And if you're willing to lean into this, everything will change for you. I am speaking from experience because I have spent years perfecting these strategies, not just for me, but for my clients. And inside of the Entrepreneur Academy, which is our signature program in Brand U, I go really deep in this. You're going to learn how to build a business that is intentional, scalable, and wildly profitable. You'll learn the exact steps to nail your niche, craft irresistible offers, and stack your empire for multi-six-figure plus years. And you'll learn how to build an audience so obsessed with you that when the doors to your offers open, they are already screaming, take my money. Last, you are going to create a sales system that is going to help you sell with confidence, lead with purpose, and serve your dream clients on repeat. If you're ready to stop playing small and start stepping into the CEO role, the Entrepreneur Academy is where this transformation begins. I want you to stop hustling. I want you to start leading. I want you to step into that CEO era and build the business you were born to run. And hey, in case you were wondering, yes, this powerhouse program is included in the library card, along with every other course, every resource, every tool inside of Brand Vibe University, because I want you to have everything you need at your fingertips on this CEO journey. Because you deserve this, and I'm here to guide you each step of that way. I will continue to preach this on the rooftops. Playing small does not serve anyone, not you, not your audience, definitely not your dreams. And in the next episode, we're flipping the script, we're breaking all the rules, and we're diving into what it really takes to shatter ceilings, rewrite the narrative, and go all in on building the life and business you've been dreaming of. No more waiting, no more doubting. It's time to bet on yourself. I'll see you there.